Welcome to Still Maine Dave from CheapWineFinder.com again for another podcast we did for a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website. This is what we do and what we've been doing for 15 years. I'll make this short. Cheap Wine Finder, when we started 15 years ago, cheap wine was an internet slang, cheap airfare, cheap hotel, cheap big screen TV, cheap whatever. They wanted value, the best for less, and that seems to apply to wine, and we like that, and that's what we've been doing for 15 years, and today we have the 90-plus sellers, Pinot Grigio, 2021, lot 42. 90-plus sellers are American négociants, which is a French term for a wine company that buys surplus wine from, you know, existing wineries. You know, basically all big wineries. Little mom and pop ones might run out of grapes and wine, but big ones have some left over, and they love to sell them to somebody else because that's easy money. They already made their money with their own bottlings, and these extra stuff is just money in the bank. And 90-plus sellers, they started out with, they would only pick wines that had recently had 90 points by some major magazine. I don't think they're still doing that, but they're still picking quality wines. They're still having wines that meet their standards. If, you know, I don't know. I imagine all these 90-plus ones, when they figured out that what they were doing charged more. So they went, okay, we got to find a better way to do this. But they do have very high standards, and they do give you value because they are buying wines from excellent wineries. And this is, in most cases, you know, sometimes they can add a little of this to a little of that and make up their own thing. But a lot of times what they're doing is just giving you the same wine that's under a different label. Matter of fact, I remember in the first ones, I think we started doing 90-plus sellers wines back in the 2011 vintage. And occasionally, you know, they would send the winery their labels, the new labels. And when the winery was done labeling their own wine, they would put the change a label machine, but they would forget to change the cork machine. And so you try to, they're always hiding who made it, because if you know that you get the same wine cheaper, you wouldn't buy the more expensive wine. And but they would leave the cork with their name on it, and it's like, oh, okay, we just screwed up. So there you go. We got a Pinot Grigio from Trentino. Alto Adige is the high of heights over the Adige River. That's where the money Pinot Grigio is from. That's where the more expensive stuff is from. That's the... for a bad analogy, that's the Napa Valley of Pinot Grigio up there. And Trentino's down lower, and they do a lot of Pinot Grigio down there. It's way north in Italy. It's in the Dolomite Mountains. Up this far, they speak German as often as they speak Italian. They have like dual cultures going on up there. And I'm going to take a sip and talk a little bit, because this is a $10... Pinot Grigio from a négociant. Yeah, it's light and it's crisp and it's got a lot of flavor. At first, the nose is kind of funky, and I was like, because you always, what color, what's the color? Then what's the nose? The nose is kind of funky, and I'm going, oh, I don't know. But as soon as I tasted it, it was like, I forgot about the funky nose. And it's this light, delicate kind of mix of, nectar sweet fruit and tart sour citrus that kind of blend together. It's a stew of that. And it's all delicate. You know, Pinot Grigio doesn't hit you over the head with their flavors. It just kind of gives you some nice things. And there's lemons and there's apples and there's nectarine and there may be some, maybe I thought it's a little tangerine and maybe pink lemonade, a little sweeter part of that tart. That sweet part of tart thing going. Now, this is not a sweet wine at all, but you know, but it's has these nice flavors, and it's got this kind of acidity that allows the flavors to unfold. It's got enough backbone, the flavors can take their time, and it gets your lips kind of smacking, getting ready for the next after the next sip, which is kind of like on these $10 wines, I love that. You don't really get that with expensive wines. It's more balanced than that, but these $10 wines that have that really kind of acidity like that, it's kind of like a puppy dog that wants you to pet it. You know, hey, I'm doing pretty good, aren't I? Yeah, the acidity is telling you, yeah, the flavor's good. Take another sip. Like me. I do like it. Yeah, really nicely balanced. This is a well-made wine. I don't know who made it. Whoever at 90 Plus Cellars buys these things. And this is a wine that usually is available vintage after vintage. Sometimes I'll have wines that are maybe a deal for one or two vintages and they're gone. This one, I think, is one of those wines that will stick around for a while. And especially if you don't know the Italian wineries and you're looking for something $10 or whatever, these negotiate wines, especially if you can find a negotiate wine whose taste you that's the whole thing with negotiate wines. If you trust them, if you get, oh, I like this one, I like that one. If their palate's kind of like in line with your palate, you're going to get bargains because they are going to be less expensive. You know, they are, they do have pricing advantages, so they're coming in, you know, cheaper than the winery is because that's just how it works. And the winery likes it. The winery makes money off these people. They love doing it. They're not cheating anybody. This actually helps their bottom line by selling all their wine. So what do we have again? The 90 Plus Cellars Pinot Grigio from Trentino, 2021, Lot 42. They have a full line of wines. They have a whole bunch of wines. You never find them in a store. Maybe the store will have two or three and that's it. But 90 Plus Cellars does a good job, if you ask me. So that's it for me, Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com. Like us, we like your podcast. If you will, push whatever button is available. Keep it cheap, stay dry, stay warm, stay cool. I'm not sure, the weather's kind of crazy about now. And this is it for me. A Negociant Pinot Grigio from 90 Plus Cellars. It tastes pretty good. Adios, bye-bye.